Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We dig through the sources so you get the core story. And today, we're diving into something truly out there, an event that kind of suggests the universe might just have a sweet tooth.
Or at least a very peculiar delivery system.
Exactly. We're looking at the accounts of something called the Candy Apple Meteor Shower from Maple Grove. Our mission here is to piece together what happened that night, the experience, the biological side effects, if you will, and why people still talk about it, what made it the sweetest night of the year.
And the source material is incredibly detailed, almost like someone knew it was going to be important. It starts, plausibly enough, as a meteor shower. Kids watching the sky, one named Oliver, saw these streaks, red and gold, you know, zipping across the stars. Pretty standard stuff initially.
Standard, until you look closer, right? Because that's the twist in our deep dive. These weren't meteors in the traditional sense, not rock, not ice. What were they?
Well, the sources are unanimous and frankly delightful on this point. They were candy apples.
Only formed candy apples.
Shiny red candy apples, yes. And each one apparently was attached to a sparkling sugar stick. Like, perfectly made.
So not space debris, space desserts.
Precisely. Which shifts everything, doesn't it?
All right.
We're not talking astrophysics anymore. It's more like confectionery ballistics. Edible reentry vehicles.
I like that. Edible reentry vehicles. Okay, so they're coming down. How did they arrive? What was the sound?
Not a boom, not a crash. The sources consistently describe a very specific sound. A whoosh and a plop.
Whoosh, plop. Gentle, almost.
Surprisingly gentle. That's one of the most fascinating physical aspects here. The dispersal seems controlled. Think about objects falling from that height.
Yeah.
Normally, you'd expect impact craters damage.
Bladder.
But the source is stress. No crashes, no mess. They just bounce softly.
Okay, hold on. No mess. But then the same accounts say there was sticky sweetness everywhere. How do those two things work together? That sounds like a mess to me. A sticky one.
Good point. It's about the type of mess, perhaps. Maybe no mess meant no debris, no broken bits, no structural damage. The stickiness, though, that was definitely there. The theory implied by the source notes is that the thick caramel coating acted like a shock absorber.
Like a gooey airbag.
Sort of, yeah. And maybe the sugar stick helped stabilize them, prevented tumbling, so the energy dissipated into, well, stickiness on contact, not into destructive force.
So the cleanup wasn't picking up rocks, it was scrubbing caramel.
Exactly. The post-shower municipal report apparently focused heavily on decontamination protocols for extreme stickiness. It was an adhesive event, not an impact event.
Okay, so specialized candy projectiles, got it. And this gentle landing meant people could interact immediately.
Instantly. Imagine being Oliver or one of the other kids. You see these red and gold streaks miles up, and then seconds later, actual candy apples are just plop, landing at your feet, ready to eat.
That mental switch must have been something. From, wow, space, to, ooh, candy, in a heartbeat.
It's a huge psychological pivot. Observation to consumption. And that immediacy, that's key to the whole memory.
Which leads us straight into the local reactions, because it wasn't just the people, right? The whole ecosystem of Maple Grove suddenly had a new, very sugary variable.
Oh, absolutely. And remember, this happened during an autumn festival. Mm-hmm. So the local wildlife was already out and about, probably focused on acorns and, you know, normal autumn food.
Not exactly prepared for a caramel deluge. The sources have some pretty specific and frankly hilarious details here. Like the squirrels, what did they do?
They apparently went into overdrive, scrambling, collecting. The source notes actually say they were giggling as caramel stuck to their paws.
Giggling squirrels. Okay. Might be a bit of projection there, but you get the picture. Chaos.
Total sugar-fueled chaos. Suddenly, this incredibly high-energy food source is just everywhere, free for the taking.
And the deer?
They were seen licking the apples, just standing there, licking the shiny red shells like giant lollipops, abandoning all pretense of grazing.
Wow. And the owls. This one's my favorite.
The owls.
Yes.
Normally so stoic, right? Nocturnal hunters. But they were seen hooting happily. And sporting caramel mustaches.
Caramel mustaches on owls? You can't make this stuff up. Well, someone did, but it's fantastic. Imagine the sugar rush in the forest that night.
It must have completely upended the local food chain dynamics, at least temporarily. But it wasn't just the animals. The apples integrated themselves directly into the festival itself.
Right. They didn't just land near the festival. They landed in it. Disruptively so.
Very specifically. There are two instances highlighted. One apple apparently zoomed right past a girl named Lily.
A near miss. So not perfectly straight down, then.
Suggests some angle, yeah. Anyway, it lands smack dab in the hayride wagon.
Instant sticky hay. Fun for the next riders.
Adds a certain texture. Mm-hmm. And the second landing. Even more significant, maybe.
The cider barrel?
Straight into the big barrel of fresh apple cider they had there. Splash.
Oh, wow. Instant flavor infusion.
Exactly. The cider, which was probably already pretty good, suddenly got this intense caramel hit. The sources say it tasted extra sweet.
A one-of-a-kind vintage. Maple Grove Caramel Cider, 1 ACAS after candy apple shower.
You could only get it that night. So yeah, this shower didn't just provide snacks. It actively changed the festival's offerings. It became this silly, sticky party, as this source puts it.
Utter high fructose pandemonium. Glorious.
And that collective reaction, that sheared silliness, is really what cemented the legacy.
Right. So the shower happens, apples land softly, animals go nuts, cider gets upgraded. What did the people do next? Because it wasn't just shock and awe, was it? The sources describe this immediate shift into...
well,
fun.
Total. Spontaneous fun. Any fear or confusion seemed to evaporate almost instantly, replaced by this communal burst of activity.
What were they doing with all these apples?
Everything. People started juggling them right there in the festival grounds.
Juggling candy apples. Sticky. Ambitious.
Kids, adults, everyone. Then they started trading them, like, I'll give you my big one for your really red one, creating an impromptu marketplace.
And the bowling. You mentioned bowling.
Yes. Apparently, some people just started rolling them down the pathways trying to knock over, well, maybe other apples, or just seeing how far they'd go. Spontaneous candy apple bowling.
It's amazing that transition from a potentially scary unknown event to just playing.
That's the crucial social element, isn't it?
Mm.
Why did this shared chaos become joyful? The sources suggest it wasn't just having the candy. It was the doing things together with the candy. The juggling, the trading, the bowling, these became instant shared rituals.
It turned watching the sky into a very hands-on, very sticky game.
Exactly. That ability to find silliness together, right in the middle of something utterly bizarre that shared improvisation, that's what made it unforgettable. It's basically applied anthropology, but with caramel.
And this shared feeling, this collective memory, it got formalized pretty quickly, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Two main things came out of it, according to the records.
First, the name. It was immediately, like that night, called the sweetest night of the year.
Catchy and accurate, presumably. Gives it a permanent spot in local lore.
And second, the lesson. There was an explicit takeaway, especially for the kids.
Yes, a very clear message that got repeated. Surprises, especially the shared ones, can turn into unforgettable moments of joy. And the broader idea for everyone was that life's unexpected moments are just... sweeter when you experience them with friends, family, your community.
Made literally true by thousands of candy apples falling from the sky.
Couldn't be more literal, really.
It really transforms it from just a weird weather event or whatever it was into this foundational community story. And that final image the sources paint. The kids, right? Full, sticky.
Yeah, bellies full of apple and caramel. Mia with a smear of caramel on her cheek, just lying back on the grass, exhausted, happy. Watching the very last few apples streaking down, glowing like, well, like actual shooting stars. A perfect sticky end.
It really redefines shooting star, doesn't it?
Completely. And it shows that sometimes chaos, if you meet it with the right spirit, together can be the most bonding thing there is.
So wrapping this up, what have we learned from this deep dive into Maple Grove's sweetest night? We saw this impossible event move from weird physics to giddy ecology to becoming a local myth.
It created a huge sticky mess, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. But also this profound sense of shared joy. It kind of proved that sometimes the best reaction to the universe throwing something weird at you is just to, well, start juggling it or bowling with it.
And the sources really hammer this home.
Yeah.
The value wasn't the candy itself. It could have been anything, theoretically. The magic was in that instant, collective, slightly absurd response. Everyone joining in the silliness. That's what turned a surprise into a legend.
So we'll leave you with this thought. Maple Grove turned falling candy apples into a defining communal moment through spontaneous play. What unexpected thing, maybe even an inconvenience in your own life or your community, could, with a shared shift in perspective, become your own sweetest night story. Something to think about. Keep diving deep.